It's Halloween, so today we're going to talk about homebuyer horror stories. All this and more on Indy's Real Estate Gurus Today.
Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Ritmus NMLS number 664589. Ian Arnold NMLS number is 1995469. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix-It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Hi, I'm Rick Rickma.
And I'm Ian Arnold. And we're both with Advisors Mortgage Group. And we are both the hard-working mortgage guys.
That's right. And we really do appreciate you joining us today. We also want to talk about, we have our podcast. And so if you want to listen to a lot of our shows, yeah. I think we're up to 36 or 37 shows that we've put on the podcast.
Yep. You go to IndiesRealEstateGurus.com or IndiesRealEstateGurus, or you can go to HardworkingMortgageGuys.com to get in contact with us.
That's right. Indies Real Estate Gurus. And then we want to talk about some of the numbers.
Yeah.
What's going on in the market. I think it's important that we do. You know, everybody's worried about interest rates. And it's funny because we were talking to somebody just a few days ago, and she was saying, you know, she just didn't see rates ever going back down.
Yeah. I mean, I think, and we've talked about this several times, it's the short-sighted thinking. And we both talked to her and stuff like that. And it's just like, you're only looking right now. And what you got to do is you got to look in the what's happened in the past and compare it to what's going to possibly happen in the future. And what it normally happens is, yeah, rates go up and then rates will go back down. It just takes time. And with, like we always say, almost every single week, especially with the recession or so to, maybe recession, however the government wants to define it. But the inflation is so high right now. Once that starts dropping, our rates will start dropping.
Right. What I've noticed, and I think there's it's like a physical law. I don't know. But it's, if rates are going up, everybody thinks rates are going to go up forever. So what I noticed is people will lock at the highest rate that we ever have because they're scared to death rates are going to continue to go up. Mm-hmm. When rates are going down, people won't lock at the lowest rate we ever had because they think rates are going to continue to go down. So there were people who, when rates were in the twos on a 30-year fixed rate, wouldn't lock the rate. They wanted it to go even lower. Because we just don't want to lose out. We don't want to miss out. But that can be a huge problem and a huge issue. So it's one of those things you just have to know and you have to get used to. And you just have to, let's not, rates are going to come down. Rates are going to go up. That's one thing that I can tell you after many years in the business, rates always go, rates go up and rates go down. That's just what they do.
I mean, it's similar to when I first opened up a bank account and I started getting a job. My dad took me to the bank and he's like, all right. So, and he sat me down and which was great. And he's like, all right, we're going to open a savings, a checking, and then we're going to open up a Roth IRA. So when we're sitting to the guy's like, so what type of, you want to be at your age, you should be very competitive or very risky and stuff like that. He goes, here's the thing. He goes, don't look at it every day because it's going to go up. It's going to go down. He goes, you're looking at the long term. And that's the same thing is in this. Is you're where you want to look at the long term. Again, a rate can change. As you're hearing, and I've heard it on several commercials and even several of our meetings, you date the rate, but marry the house. If you have
right
the
now,
house,
that's what you look at. That's how you look at it.
I mean, so here's a good way to look at it is let's – I'm just making up numbers here. And for quick, easy math terms, let's say rates are 6%. So if you're at 6% now, and in 2 years they drop down to 3%, guess what? You can refinance. You're probably going to have equity in your house because appreciation over the last 2 years. And so you may not have any, we may be able to help you out with the closing costs. So then it's no closing costs, and you reduce your rate in half. Again, those are numbers that
they're examples. Yeah, they're not correct. Set in stone. There's no guarantees. We don't know.
We are not Miss Cleo.
Right. But you know what your point, I think, is that when you say date the rate, marry the home, we're talking about somebody looking at purchasing a home, and people are thinking, should I wait? Well, there's a lot of the benefits you get by buying a home today go away when rates go down.
Correct.
The market today is many homes you're able to negotiate on, not all, many of them. Home sellers are much more flexible. It's a different, homes are sitting on the market a little bit longer. Not a great home doesn't, but some of the homes are sitting. They're just with the rates going up. If rates go back down, all the people that got out of the market because rates have gone up are going to jump back in, and you're going to have this very competitive market again. Along with that, homes are just naturally appreciating. We're still seeing, no matter what you hear on the news, we are still seeing appreciation at double-digit levels.
Yeah, and the average was like 5%. So,
right.
I mean, if you're double digits, you take that every day.
Every day. So what you're looking at, if you wait, the house goes up, the market changes, and it's hot again because rates went back down, and you can eliminate all that by buying a house today. You buy it at a lower price, and you pay a little higher interest rate, but in 6 months, 8 months, a year, 2 years, when rates come back down, I think it's going to be the 8 month to a year and a half at the longest. I think it'll start coming down sooner than that, maybe at the end of this year, early next year, for a lot of reasons we won't discuss. And so I think that's what's going to happen. So that's why we're saying you go ahead and buy the house, right? Mm-hmm. You marry it.
Yep.
But the rate?
You date it
because the rate is something that's going to change. And you have the ability to if rates go down, to refinance at a lower rate. However, let's say rates go up. Our advice is still good because then you got a better rate.
Correct. So, and you have your house.
It's a no lose.
Yep. I mean, and again, if you missed that podcast, what we talked about last week, the difference between renting over a period of time and buying over a period of time. The financial gains and even the emotional, we went into that both last podcast. But that it's phenomenal for a homeowner, not a renter. I'm telling you this right now. So again, buy the home or marry the home, date the rate.
Exactly. Marry the home, date the rate. That's kind of the key of what we're talking about, but you really have to just be really careful, to think, you know, to make a decision without actually understanding the implications. You know, it's kind of like I'll just use a law. They'll come out with a law, right? And then they'll later realize that they never considered the consequences of what they just did. And they'll find all these negative consequences and have to change it. Although, unfortunately, with laws, they don't tend to. They just leave them. But you can't really foresee the consequences. So sometimes you just have to do your due diligence, make sure you're making the right decision. If you need to buy a house, you want to buy a house, you find the right house, the interest rate right now should not be holding you back as long as you can qualify.
Correct.
Because when rates go down, and yes, rates may go up first, rates go up, rates go down. We've had rates in the teens, and we've had rates in the twos. That's what happens. That's normal. That's not something to worry about. So to me, I think that's a good thing. I was talking to a real estate agent just the other day, and they were saying that they were talking about the market and how strong the market is in Hamilton County.
Oh, it's phenomenally strong.
Yeah. It's almost all the donut counties are doing really very well. Marion County, certain pockets are tough. Pockets that are normally pretty good, like Broad Ripple, they were telling me it's not what it, you know, it's down. But, you know, Broad Ripple's had a lot of bad press lately.
Yes. I think for the last 7-8 years, it's gotten pretty, I mean, a lot of bad press. But, again, everything has their ebb and flow.
It does.
You're going to have those times.
Just like rates.
I mean, just like Marion County, you don't realize how much diversity it includes. So, and I'm talking income and even where you live and stuff. So you're going to have those little pockets that sometimes are going to do great, and then they're going to drop a little bit. And then they're going to go back and doing great. I mean, their gains will probably be usually higher than their drops. And then overall, you still have your gains, but you just have to look at it as that. Now,
I grew up in Marion County.
Yep, I grew up in Broad Ripple. I grew up in Florida, and then I moved to Broad Ripple. Just so you
know. Yeah. Well, but you moved pretty young, right?
Yes.
Into Broad Ripple. I grew up. I mean, I went to North Central High School. I grew up in Marion County, and like you said, there's a lot of diversity. There's a lot of phenomenal places to live in Marion County, but they're not doing as well right now. But like you said, ebb and flow. It's just how it works.
Correct.
And what are we going to, what happens with your market, or any market? There's nobody who can see the future, but we can look at the past. And although the past doesn't necessarily mean what's going to happen in the future, I mean, it's pretty accurate if you look back far enough and you see what's going on. I just really believe that it is actually a much better time to buy a house now. It's much more, not that it's a complete buyer's market, but it's definitely turned to the buyer.
Yes.
Where it was 100% for the seller's market.
And the reason why we say that is, yeah, rates have gone up a little bit, but guess what? You're not competing against as many buyers out there in the market. Now we're starting to see a lot of times the sellers were, all right, so you need to waive your inspection. You need to waive all this. Well, now when there's not as many buyers out there, the people are not, they'll be like, oh yeah, you can get your house inspected. We're not waiving this. And so you're able to negotiate more. You're able to do that type of stuff. And you're able to take your due diligence. I mean, houses are still selling quick. We see the MyBoar reports. I mean, especially around here, it's 10, 12 days. I mean, so don't push your luck. Right. But you can do your due diligence.
But you know what? What you just said is what we want to talk about today for the Halloween special is the horror stories of buying homes.
Correct.
And not having an inspection can create horror stories for you.
Yep. And so here, we'll go to the break, but let's go through some of these horror stories that we hear and we've seen. Now, some of these, I would say probably 90% of them is stuff you hear from other homeowners. Most times we don't hear about it because we try to guide people in the right way. And we'll get into that here in a little bit, but
well, I've been in the business a lot longer than you have, so I have some horror stories.
So
that I can tell
you,
you
led people down the wrong path.
I did not lead them down the wrong path, but this is why it was so scary to me that people would waive a home inspection. See, a lender doesn't require a home inspection for the most part. Okay,
yes.
In fact, we don't. On an FHA, the appraiser may come up with some items that they see, things like that, but they don't do a full inspection. So before the break, I just wanted to very quickly just talk about one that I saw personally. All right. This was a brand new home. These people bought a brand new home, built it, beautiful house. Didn't have an inspection on a brand new home. Didn't think they needed to.
I mean,
right?
You wouldn't think it's brand new, right out of the box,
that's
so to
right.
speak.
So 3-4 months in, they started to have this really bad smell in their house. They didn't know what it was. It was stinky. It was terrible. So they had a warranty on the home. So they called the builder and had the builder come try to find out where this smell is coming from. Now, this is about as horrible as I can think, for me anyway, personal. They didn't hook up. Oh, we do have to go to break. Yeah, okay. Well, we'll go to break. We'll come back.
And we'll find out what was so stinky in that house.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back, and thank you joining us. You know, we're going to go real briefly. We're going to go to the question of the week. But before we do that, before we get back to what was so stinky in that house, I'm Rick Ripma, your hardworking mortgage guy.
And I'm Ian Arnold. And we're both with Advisors Mortgage Group.
And we're both hardworking mortgage guys. In fact, we are the hardworking mortgage guys.
That we are.
And this is Indy's Real Estate Gurus radio show. We also have a podcast.
Indy's Real Estate
Gurus.
Gurus. Sorry. I just had a brain fart
and
there.
You think I'm old.
It's setting in. Old-timers already. This is bad.
You're the old one around here. Yeah. So Indy's Real Estate Gurus, you can look it up on the podcast. And we're on everything. I noticed the other day I saw that, you know, everything I'd signed up for, it's all there now. So, again, the old guy signing us up. I didn't know how to spell podcast a year ago.
You asked me, what's that, World Wide Web?
Yeah. But let's get on to the question of the week.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
The question of the week is brought to you by the Reducer Mortgage. It's our inflation fighter. With the price of everything going up, call us today to see what we can do to help reduce your overall payment and help out your bank account. So the question last week was, why didn't the skeleton cross the street? And every parent should be doing this with their kids all weekend. It didn't have any guts.
Oh, that's a terrible thing.
So, Rick, we were talking about the horror stories and everything like that. So I'm really curious. What happened with this house, and why was it so don't tell me the wife was hiding dead bodies.
No, there were no dead bodies in this house, although that you know, I said this was probably the worst thing I can think of, but I think you just would have topped it had there been dead bodies in the house. That would have been really bad. They came, they inspected it, and they found that the sewer line had never been hooked up.
Oh.
So all the raw sewage from the house was going into the crawl. They had a crawl space and they had a basement where the sewer lateral hooked up was in the crawl space, and it was all pouring into the crawl.
That is one job I don't want to clean up.
Oh, it's terrible. Well, you don't want to live there either.
No.
So they had to move out of the house. They had to come to, you know, remove everything. It was not a pretty thing to have happen, and it's one of the reasons that, to me, that's a huge horror story, and it's definitely one where people need to have an inspection. This next one was also a while back that I think is a big issue, and it's something that comes up. I looked online to find others. This isn't the only house that's had this happen. This was, again, was another brand new home. It wasn't a builder I worked for. But of course, you hear about these things in the industry. And these people moved into the house, and it took a while, probably a year, maybe 2 years down the road, and they started having health issues. Come to find out that when you brick a home, there's a gap, and then there's, you can see like what they call weep holes in the brick.
Yeah.
You know, where the mortar is, there's so that the water can come out. Somehow they didn't have either. I don't know really what happened. It was either not the right space. They didn't have the weep holes through. Whatever it was, water built up back there. They ended up with black mold in the house. And again, I don't know if they had an inspection or not. I don't know if an inspection would find that. Now, of course, it was a new home bought from a builder. The builder ended up paying for it. But I think it was part of why that builder ended up out of business.
Oh, that'd be a big lawsuit. And just imagine because most builders, they build it based off of specs. Well, all the specs are basically the same. If, say they did that to several houses.
I think it did. I think it was several houses. But here's the thing. What's the horror there? Okay, it's yes, both of these. You know, it's terrible. It stinks. You're getting sick, all that. You have to move out of your house. Once you move out of your house, you're out of your house for weeks, months.
Yeah.
Could be years.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You just never know how long it takes them to clean it up.
Yeah, and maybe this builder bought the house back. I don't know. That probably is what happened. They probably just bought it. But
even
still,
if they brought it back,
terrible.
Think about what you had to do. Where are you staying?
It's a horror. Yes.
Then you had to go through the process all over again. And then not only that is then every time you go through it, you'll be like, oh, what happened to this house? So you then you have to explain to the lender and all these other people going through what happened with this house. I mean, that's just something I would never want to go through.
No. I don't like moving, right? So I've always, you know, I've been in my house for over 30 years. I don't like moving. Here's what I've learned, though. I just had my house remodeled. If I had the choice, I'd move over remodeling my house.
And to be honest with you, I think that was one of my points, and that was because I saw you go through it. And even it goes with me, is sometimes renovations, I mean, it can cost more than what you think. And I think that's some of the horror stories. And let's be honest, if you ever watch HGTV and watch those people remodel those couples' homes, and I think Love It or List It, I think they do a lot of that. And it's like, oh, well, we took this bathroom apart. Oh, did you see this? The wall, the pipes are leaking. Now you got to replace all these and all this stuff. Sometimes renovations, I think, can add up a lot faster than what most people think.
You uncover so much. For instance, for us, our house is we don't know how old it is, but we know it's based on the way the construction was done. We know it's probably 100 years old. And when you get a 100-year-old home or even an older home, and maybe even some of the new homes, who knows? You know, your floor is one of the big issues. The level, it's not level. It's not, it has dips in it. It has, just issues, right? So we went both downstairs and upstairs. The floor was a huge issue, and it's one of those things. You talk about a horror, you know, there you pull off your floor, right? And you see areas that, I mean, the wood, the underlayment, in this case, we didn't have underlayment like you would normally have in a house because it was so old. What it had is like 1x6 pieces of wood laid diagonal, angled across, okay? Most of the air, not all the air. Some of them did have where they had problems. They took that out and they put in. And none of it was, so the original underlayment, which was this 1x6 wood, was not as tall as the underlayment that they put in. And when you had carpet, you couldn't tell, right?
Yeah.
Talk about horrors. When you don't have carpet and you want to go with a more of a hardwood, now all of a sudden you have to rip all that up and make it all flat. So there's level and there's flat, and this was not flat. So what, you know, our cost increased for the entire project, went up a third. And it's just one of those things that happens. And it's why when we do renovation loans, things like that,
there's a cushion in
it. You have to put a cushion in. Yep. People are like, well, my contractor said, but the contractor always says, there's things that can happen behind the scenes. You rip a wall out and you find out this isn't done right. And that's another big thing I found. Everybody who's ever come into our house, and this is a horror to me, my wife laughs because she says they come in and they'll come into it and they'll say, ma'am, we have a problem. And it's always something, it's like, and then everybody tells us, the last contractor didn't do it right. They're going to do it right. So they do it. 5-8 years later, somebody else comes in. That contractor who told us they were going to do it right, but the last contractor, the new contractor says they didn't do it right. It's
a never-ending
it's
story.
It's a never-ending battle, and it's a horror. However, I don't want it to sound like it's not a good thing to own a house because the reality is I'm hundreds of thousands of dollars ahead by owning my house. So it's worth those headaches. Besides that, it's enjoyable.
Yes.
To live in your house.
Yep.
Now I have kind of dominated this.
That's all right.
I apologize.
I mean, you're going to have a little bit more stories because one, you've been in the industry a little longer than me and stuff like that. I mean, one of my big ones is when my wife and I were shopping for a house, and this is why you want a good realtor. And so we're going around with the realtor and we found a couple houses we like. She goes, all right, if you guys have time tonight, I want you to come back and drive by both these houses. And I'm thinking, why? You can't see anything at night. What am I going to see? But, and she goes, well, you want to see what the how the neighborhoods are. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not doing anything tonight. So my wife and I, we went, got a couple coffees, went ahead and took the drive. I'm glad I did. Because one of the neighborhoods had cars lined up on both sides of the streets, just parked. All these people were at work when I looked at the house the first time. And I'm like, I'm going to have to fight for a parking spot if I go somewhere at night. I'm going to have to worry about hitting cars early in the morning. I was like, no, this is not somewhere I want to live.
It doesn't look good either.
No, it does not. So as soon as I saw my realtor, when we looked at some more, I was like, thank you for telling us that. Because that's not something you think about. You go out and look at a house, you're like, oh, this house looks awesome. But you don't realize what could change based off of people coming home from work and school, and you got all those cars and stuff like that. And luckily, I moved in an older neighborhood now, and it's nice because there was a lot of older people. They take care of their yards. They do all that stuff. And when older people, guess what? They don't have a lot of cars. They have one or two cars. They don't have, so they pull in their driveways. There's not a lot of cars on the street and stuff like that. So definitely, I would say look at a house more than twice.
Well, they probably don't fill up their garages too. That's another
true.
Big thing. But I can't believe it. We're already out of time.
Man, you took up all my time.
I did take up all your time.
But we have great news. What guru's joining us next week?
The awesome real estate guru, Jeremy Page with Carpenter Realtors. He's one of the best in the industry. We're going to find out a lot more about him. I think it's going to be really interesting for people. So please join us next week on Indy's Real Estate Gurus. If you want to listen to our podcast, go to Indy's Real Estate Gurus. And if you want to talk with us, it's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguys.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.